And we're joined now by Spencer Chapman, one of the newest forwards for the Prince George Bruce Kings. Spencer, first off, thank you very much for joining me here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So first question that comes to mind here, certainly had a successful season last year personally with the SEAC Tigers. You won the MVP, top forward, you had the most amount of points. Overall, kind of heading into the season, what were your expectations and how would you say that you feel coming out of the season?
Honestly, heading into the season, I was just expecting to be a leader on my team. I wanted to do my best personally and was trying to help the team to win a couple more games, but unfortunately we didn't have as much success as I was hoping. Coming out of the season, I'm just hoping to get bigger, stronger for Spruce Kings next year. And yeah.
Kind of talking about a leadership role you wanted to take on with the team, would you say that you're kind of a quiet leader, a little bit more of a lead by example, a little bit of a vocal guy? How would you kind of say that you took on a leadership role with the team?
Personally, it was a little bit of leading by example on the ice and just in the dressing room in between periods. I always like to say a couple words just to get the boys going and fired up. But, yeah, mostly just leading out on the ice and trying to do my best to help the team win.
Absolutely. And then for coming to the Prince George Bruce Kings this year, one of the teams I'm sure that came calling for you, what kind of made you decide to come here to Prince George and choose the Spruce Kings?
Honestly, just a couple of weeks ago, I talked to Alex, the new assistant coach for you guys, and he basically just said that your program is excellent and good fan base and the community is really good. Basically, you guys are expecting to have a big season next year, and that's something that I want. I want to be on a winning team. I want a chance to win the league, win the RBC Cup, and yeah.
Well, that's good. That's what we're looking for as well.
Mm-hmm.
For moving over to BC, kind of what do you know about Prince George, the city, and maybe the team? Did you know any of the returning players or even anyone in the league right now?
No, actually, one of my friends from Red Deer, he just signed with Trail this year, so he's pretty much the only guy I know in the league. But just Prince George in general, I don't know too much. I know it's a decent-sized town. I know good fan base. I know summers are pretty nice, and that's pretty much it.
And for the season coming, you're going to have one other Alberta boy on the team. It's going to be third-year forward, Jared Hovde. He comes from Camrose, Alberta. Looked it up. It's about a three-hour drive from where you're at in Cochrane. Sure, still mm-hmm. nice to have kind of that connection there coming in. How are you looking forward to that?
It should be nice. Obviously, being from the same province, we'll probably have a little bit of background, maybe playing in the same leagues and stuff. So that'll be interesting. And, yeah, it'll be good to get out to BC, talk with the other boys as well. So I'm excited.
It's going to be your first year at the BCHL level. What are your kind of expectations for yourself coming into the season?
I'm actually setting my expectations pretty high. I want to come in. I want to prove myself as being one of the top players. I want to try and hopefully be on the first two lines. And, yeah, just try and lead. Being a younger guy, it's a little rough at first, but hopefully with all the teammate support and stuff, I'll be able to fit in and jump in and make a big impact.
On the ice, it certainly showed last year you had quite a few points with your team there, led the team in scoring. What do you think mm-hmm. fans can kind of expect to see from you? What kind of game do you think you bring on the ice?
I'm more so of a playmaker. I like to help my teammates out and dish over the puck as much as I can. That being said, I'm not afraid to shoot. And I don't know. I like to think I'm a skilled guy. I'm not intimidated to go one-on-one against most people, and I'm not afraid to grind it out in the corners either. So I feel like the fans will just expect a hard player to play against and, I don't know, a fun player to watch.
That's perfect. And then kind of for this summer coming up, hockey-wise, looking forward to main camp in August. What kind of are some of your focuses that you're trying to maybe improve on heading into main camp?
Strength. I'm not the biggest guy out there, but I like to play physical. I like to grind it out, just as I said earlier. Also, speed. I know the BCHL is a quick league, and I want to be one of the faster guys in there. So, obviously, if I want to be the fastest, I'm going to have to do a lot of agility and stuff. So, I'll be expecting to be in the gym probably 5-6 times a week, just working on speed and strength.
Perfect. And then away from the rink, I know you're graduating this year as well. What have you kind of got planned away from hockey, maybe in terms of summer plans?
Summer plans mostly just consist of training. I might be going out on a quick vacation with a few of my buddies into BC. I think we're going to go to Kelowna. So other than going to Kelowna, yeah, like I said, just training, getting ready for next season.
Nice. Kelowna, definitely a very good summer spot there for visiting. And
yeah.
Then last question I've got here before we head to the speed round. I told you before we went on here, I might be the one that stumped some people, but what's something that some people might not know about you?
Honestly, I used to love playing baseball and soccer. Those were my first two loves. Hockey kind of just came later, and now I changed over and just want to become a hockey player.
Absolutely. What's kind of your first hockey memory that you remember? You were saying that you kind of joined on a little bit later, but what's the first memory of playing hockey?
First memory? Probably actually being put on the same team as my best friend. I was kind of new to the scene while everybody else had a couple years experience, but when I first joined up, it was nice to walk in the dressing room and just see my best buddy sitting there, knowing that he's on my team and just that I had a friend.
How did you find that? I mean, I know it's just a couple seasons into hockey. It's not like it's 10 years and everybody else has the experience, but even just a couple of years sometimes makes a difference. How did you kind of find that adjustment and trying to maybe play a little catch-up, and how do you think that's maybe helped you out now?
Honestly, back then it wasn't as tough. Like, I just felt like I was on the ice a decent amount with my dad prior to that, that when I transitioned to the actual game style play and practice, it wasn't too difficult. And,
Okay. And then one more final question here. I teach kind of talking about the parents. How are they feeling about you moving it all the way over to Prince George now?
Well, my dad's a little bit upset in a way, just that I'm going to be so far away. He's excited that I'm playing the BCHL and playing in Prince George. Good opportunity for me. But, they're definitely a little bit sad to see me go for another season. Just like last year, I was down in Medicine Hat, which is 3 hours away. So it's a little bit of distance, but they'll manage.
Oh, yeah. Always do here. So that does it for the kind of long interview part here. Are you ready to move into the speed round of the questions?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So first off, favorite school subject?
Math.
Burger or hot dogs?
Burger.
Fries or salad?
Salad.
Favorite superhero?
Ooh, Spider-Man.
Favorite NHL player?
Johnny Gaudreau.
And not this season, but who's going to win the Stanley Cup next season?
Next season, ooh. I want to say the Oilers.
How many games is it going to take you to score your first goal this BCHL season?
Two.
Favorite kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Yay or nay to pineapples on pizzas?
Nay.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I like country.
What was your first concert you ever went to?
I've never been to a concert.
Okay, maybe up here in Prince George, then that can be a first. What was the last place you traveled to?
Vancouver.
Pass or shoot?
Shoot.
Squats or bench press?
Squats.
Favorite sport to play besides hockey?
Soccer.
And the final one here for the Alberta boy, Calgary Flames or Edmonton Oilers?
Calgary Flames.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Spencer, for joining me here. Looking forward to meeting you in a couple months at main camp. And, looking forward to having you on the team.
Okay. Thank you very much.